Well, welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, the Conscious Business Show, where we look at connecting the heart, the mind, to the wallet. And we're talking to a wonderful business leader, Matthew Manos. He's founder and managing director of Very Nice, and he's actually joining us today from Los Angeles. He's been described as a neo-philanthropist. He's obviously a young entrepreneur and has been working with organizations such as Google, UNICEF, NASA, the American Heart Association. They've done some wonderful activities in raising funds across the globe and working with well over 450 organizations. So we're just really excited that Matthew's with us today to share his story and his journey. He's been quoted in the Huffington Post and Forbes, Wired Magazine, The Guardian. So he's got some great press, and so we're really excited he's here to talk to us about his journey. So Matthew, welcome. And if you could, let's start our dialogue to understand how you got to this point in your life, what has been your journey, why you started Very Nice, and really cloak it in talking to us about this whole movement in social enterprise and social entrepreneurialism, which I think you really bestow a lot of that.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be on the show and to share some of these stories, et cetera. So thanks again. My own story, you know, it's a little bit interesting. It started actually back when I was 16 years old, and back then I was a competitive skateboarder, so you could actually find me in skate parks all across the Bay Area. I grew up in the Silicon Valley, kind of close to Palo Alto, and there was one, you know, trip to the skate park that ended up really changing the course of my career, or my non-existent career at that point, and in figuring out what it was I wanted to do. I had actually met the founder of a nonprofit organization at the skate park and became so inspired by his story that I knew, you know, this is the kind of people I want to work with. These are the kind of people I want to support. I want to do what I can to give back to them, et cetera. And right around that time, I had actually just gotten my first copy of Photoshop and was starting to teach myself things here and there, kind of silly things like changing the color of my hair or making my eyes really big or anything like that. And, you know, thought, wouldn't it be interesting to donate my time to support this organization through these design skills? And that ultimately became my first pro bono project. And then after a few years of doing different ad hoc pro bono projects here and there around the UCLA campus where I went to undergrad, et cetera, I decided it was time to put a name to it all and ultimately wanted to be a design studio that was Very Nice. And so the name kind of stuck, and that's where we are right now.
That's fabulous. In working with your clients today, talk to us a little bit about, you know, educating them into your philosophy and your vision, but also the purpose of the organization. It aligns so much to the conscious capitalism principles. Obviously, as you know, co-founder and chairperson of the Boston chapter and working with the global organization, you know, really understanding the intersection of businesses, both, yes, having to generate a profit, but also a purpose. And so just the name of your company evokes that. And then working with your clients, I mean, how do you infiltrate this in your day-to-day work with clients? And what impact do you see happen across these organizations?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. You know, what kind of happened sort of by accident shortly after that day at the skate park when this started to really grow and evolve into an actual business is we essentially accidentally became one of the first social enterprises in the design industry. So the design industry really has not been a big participant in social entrepreneurship, social enterprise models, et cetera. And stumbling upon this model that we have, where we actually give half of our work away for free to nonprofit organizations, we were able to really integrate giving and that kind of ethos into what we do every day. So at any given moment with our model, we are dedicating half of our efforts toward projects that are making some kind of impact in the world. And that really was inspired by this realization that organizations in the U.S. alone are actually spending upwards of $8 billion a year on design and marketing services. And learning about that number and working with our clients directly we've realized that that really is a big hurdle when it comes to them trying to make their impact, making ends meet first.
Right.
And so through pro bono service, we're actually really able to make their lives a bit easier so that they can focus more on their pro bono. And this is what really drives us every day. You brought up, you know, the education process, and actually what's kind of interesting about that word in general, and being, you know, kind of a pioneer in this industry and integrating impact into what we do, is that education was actually my biggest hurdle. Because this was a very weird idea when we were first launching.
Yeah.
There weren't really gold standards out there to point to. It just was something I honestly believed in. And luckily, you know, tracking the impact of our clients and of us over the years has helped us to kind of refine that message and show that we're actually not crazy, but this is actually, you know, something that works.
It can work. Well, then that was one of my curious thoughts too. What, you know, what hurdles you did have to go through? Because I'm sure companies did try to understand why you were doing this, right? And you, of course, had a different, you know, whole ecosystem that you were working within and giving back and having them focus on other aspects of their business. But I'm sure they looked at you and wondered, what is Matthew talking about? And has he lost his mind, right?
It's true. It's true. That I feel like that's sometimes a pattern throughout my life. What is Matthew talking about? But, you know, what I found really quickly is there was that hurdle of educating not just our industry, but the public around social enterprise, because, you know, we obviously didn't invent that concept, but mm-hmm. it just really was not that mainstream when we were getting started. The idea of business as a force for good, you know, it was kind of in its infant stages when we were launching around 2008. You know, that's when you start seeing folks like Tom's Shoes really start to grow at Zara. So the movement was kind of brewing, but it was still so young that we really did have to justify, you know, being philanthropic in this kind of new way. You know, another challenge or hurdle that I faced, which I talk a little bit less about, was definitely my age, actually. Mm. And it sounds kind of funny, right, to say that, but the fact is I actually did launch our company when I was 19 years old. And being that young and trying to prove to clients that I knew what I was talking about was quite a hurdle, actually.
I'm sure it was.
As a result, it became almost like a space race to get as much experience as possible to prove that Very Nice, you know, was actually kind of a force to be reckoned with.
Right. How did you do that? Was it partners or other groups that you began to engage with? Because that's not a small feat.
No, it's really not. And, you know, what was incredible, this was when I learned one of the early benefits of pro bono work, actually. It turns out, you know, it's very easy to convince somebody to let you do something for them for free. it's much harder to get a client that's paying, right?
Yeah,
especially
yeah.
when you're new to this, you're still figuring it out, et cetera. And, you know, I launched the company when I was 19. I started doing freelance work when I was 16. That's still only 3 years of experience, but it's mm-hmm. something. And what I learned was that doing pro bono work, because there is this lower barrier to entry, lower risk, you can actually be a bit experimental, and you can actually gain experience by way of doing that volunteer work.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I was 20 years old, you know, I had 20 clients under my belt, and that kind of raking up those numbers was very helpful in building our credibility. And that's really all thanks to these nonprofits that let us just try stuff and let us kind of grow with them.
Right. That's phenomenal so you redefined the 2020 rule. You can use that from a marketing end, right? 20 years old, 20 clients. How do you get the word out today in what you're doing? Have you gotten to a point where it's now word of mouth and it's momentum? Because it's an incredible story, and you should be, you know, commended, not only at 16 going from skate park to, you know, obviously, you know, working with global impact around some of these organizations. How do you scale that today in getting your story out?
Yeah, absolutely. So We are lucky enough that a lot of our business does come from word of mouth, but the roots of that word of mouth, we do a couple of interesting things. So like a lot of firms, you know, word of mouth can come from previous clients that were happy and they start talking about you and introducing you to folks, et cetera. With us, you know, we do get that. We also, though, are very active on social media. I would say that most of our cause has really been grown via social media. So we're constantly putting out content, whether that is kind of educational content or content where we're sharing our various learnings from a project, et cetera. And that has kind of helped spark some word of mouth as well. But, you know, the last thing that we've been doing, which is really just in the last maybe year and a half, is we've been starting to put out resources that others can use. Mm-hmm. And one of those that's been very successful is our Models of Impact toolkit. And this is essentially a toolkit that is all about how to design a business model that creates social impact. We put that out there, and you know, what started to happen is people all around the world, actually 90 countries now, had downloaded this toolkit.
Oh, fabulous.
And that really became, you know, this huge help for us in terms of our credibility and kind of our, you know, our influence in that space as well. So that's become more of a strategy that we want to do more of, is creating more of these tools and really being kind of the facilitator of this this movement as well.
That's fabulous. And gee, we could do a whole show around the different toolkits and kind of who in these 90 countries, right? I mean, that's phenomenal from an outreach perspective, and then what they're doing with that, right? I mean, tracking with that or seeing what they're developing and what changed. So you're quite the catalyst.
Yeah, you know, and this has become a huge passion project of mine, this Models of Impact project, because, you know, interesting. Another thing I do a lot is go out and do talks, et cetera, about what Very Nice does. And, you know, a couple of years ago, I realized something kind of strange about these lectures that I give, which is that I talk very little about the work that we do and much more about our model and about social entrepreneurship, et cetera. And, you know, I must be one of the only designers that doesn't publicly show work as often as you think that I would. So, you know, it's another kind of strange thing about where we've kind of landed in our kind of role in all of this. And that really did point towards, hey, you know, maybe a business model, maybe that's kind of what we're meant to help people with, mm-hmm, you know, and mm-hmm. kind of showcase.
Right.
So, yeah,
right.
It came quite organically.
Well, it's interesting because education's a big part of this whole movement, right? Whether it's under the umbrella of social enterprise, whether it's sustainability, whether it's impact. I mean, my background is more in the impact investing in the investment world, but it all dovetails. It's all saying, okay, where do the businesses intersect, you know, from purpose and profit, and where do we look at the full human condition of people and communities and helping. So I just, again, was so taken with your model and your work. I'm very excited that you could join us today. And Matthew, what's the best way for people to reach you and to get engaged with Very Nice?
Absolutely. So reaching me on Twitter or Instagram is always fun because you get a little bit of a glimpse into what I'm doing. So on Twitter, I'm at Very Nice Tweets. And on Instagram, I'm at Very Nice Instagram, so pretty easy to remember. if you are interested in working with Very Nice, we do collaborate a lot with different people that are interested in these things. You can always email us at info@verynice.co as well.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. Really appreciate it, and the best of luck to you. And we'd love to have you come back and talk more about the models and as you develop more models, because I think that's certainly needed globally, especially given the demonstration of 90 countries downloading. That's just fabulous.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Wonderful. Well, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, the Conscious Business Show. We will be back after spots from our sponsors. Thank you so much.